What's up, people? We are live for the Monday Motivation Talk. I hope you're feeling great. I decided to start a few minutes early because why not? I was kind of just waiting on 12 or 1 p.m. for most of you guys, and I was like, I'm just gonna start because the sun is shining and I just want to get this message across. So who cares about minutes? So I hope you are available and want to hear more about the topic of how I deal with setbacks and what you can learn from it to help yourself as well through the tough times. First of all, I hope you had a great weekend, either getting some sun rays, exercising, reading, learning, because what I notice is that there's a lot of resources currently out available online, like challenges that you can learn from in the midst of this crisis, of this corona crisis actually, and for many people view lockdowns and curfews too. This weekend, Leonard and I spent most of the weekend watching all the Tony Robbins seminars for the New World, New You challenge. And it was amazing, and we're not even finished yet. Actually, tomorrow or tonight, actually, American time, there's the last seminar. But we are so pumped because the whole weekend was kind of like insights here about relationships, about money, about the world, about mindset, about business. We are constantly like looking for new ways, and I just wrote down like a ton of things on what I learned from Tony Robbins. So anyway, I feel really psyched about this week, about this year, and I feel there's so much more to come. And it's no coincidence that a lot of what he talks about is getting through the hard times and seeing the challenges as ways to actually improve yourself and get your life the way you want it. So in the midst of crisis, you can actually decide to be more creative and actually make the best of it. So that's why I want to share with you today more about how I deal with challenges and setbacks. Because I asked you guys last week in a poll, like, what do you want to hear more about in my Monday talks? And the most poll votes were for hearing what your setbacks and challenges are and how you deal with them. And my judgment or two cents on that is that people think that everything is going great for me because I do share a lot of positive things here on Instagram. I'm always reading, always learning, cool things with the business going on, new ideas, new products, living in the sun, for instance. So I think most people that know me from Instagram or just online think, okay, oh my God, she has everything right now. And I could say true, because I feel 99% of the time I feel great. The sun is out most of the time. We get to walk to the beach in 5 minutes. I read lots. I learn a lot. I get to be super creative in my business. I get to talk to a lot of people with a great mindset, with a lot of potential. So yes, indeed, I feel that I am living the life I would like to be living in a few years from now as well. But that doesn't mean, of course, that I also have my challenges and setbacks. And today I want to share with you how I deal with that. And also combine the lessons I learned from Tony Robbins in the past few days. So you can actually get a bit of his insights as well during this live. Now I'm going to keep it shorter than last time because last week I was so psyched about book reading that I told you for more than 30 minutes about how I do it. And now I'm going to try to keep it more efficient so you guys can actually go on with your day and enjoy your lunch maybe while you're listening to this. Anyway, so yes, indeed, I think that a lot is going well for me, but it doesn't mean there's a lot of setbacks too, but it's the way you deal with them. Because this is what Tony Robbins mentioned a few times during this past weekend in his challenge, is that problems are actually signs that you are alive. And no, I did not make this up. This is Tony Robbins. So problems in your life are actually showing you signs that you are alive. Because if you don't have problems, you're dead. And yeah, right now it might sound very silly, but I guess for me that would mean that obstacles are the way. Obstacles are the ones you learn from. And in the midst of crises, like for instance, corona, curfews, lockdowns, this is where you get to thrive. So actually you're being challenged by whoever you believe in. So maybe God, universe, or just the world. Okay, you're being challenged right now. What are you going to change about yourself, about your mindset, about your actions, about your habits in the midst of a crisis? Because what Tony Robbins actually showed us this past weekend is the best things come from crises. So things change for the better after crises, or the biggest companies, the most successful companies actually start in the midst of the crises. So don't forget that when you have a problem, you can actually frame and say, this is a nice challenge. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this in a better way. So it's actually helping me to become the person I want to be. And every challenge is a learning for me. So this is just one of the things I just want to share broadly about what Tony Robbins said and what I hope to keep with me for the rest of my life. So it's learning through your problems, because grow or die. If you don't grow and learn your lessons, you will just die mentally, right? All right, so this is first of all how you would ideally deal with setbacks. But then you also have like things against you, like a fight with someone you love, or you get into trouble with work, or there's a lot of friction in your relationship, or you just feel really bad because you haven't slept for 5-6 days or not as well as you want to. Yes, then you actually feel things are like stacking up. So in my case, for instance, when I sleep really bad for like 2-3 days in a row, so I go to bed too late, or I'm too pumped at night, or I'm too energetic, or I'm just really mad about something, then in that case I sleep bad and I wake up late and I feel tired and groggy, and then from there my whole day kind of collapses. I hope you recognize what that is, but that's one of the big things for me, that you can sometimes predict what's coming and sometimes you cannot. But if you can predict that some things have bad influence on you, you know how to deal with what is coming, what is also negative. So for instance, when I sleep bad, I feel worse during the day, but I'm also more hungry and more grumpy. So if I know I sleep bad and I wake up and I'm like, that was a bad night, I know, okay, I might be grumpy, I might be more hungry, but I'm going to ignore it. I'm just going to treat it as a very nice day today. So that's actually how I prime myself to kind of be aware of my state, even though it's a negative or less powerful or less energetic state. I still tell myself, I'm here, I'm conscious of it, I'm not going to try to ruin my day through this. So that helps me, for instance. Furthermore, I had a lot of setbacks in terms of health in the past year. Tons of things. Some very serious ones as well, some diagnoses that I was like, okay, that's not a good sign. Gave a lot of stress. I felt bad physically as well because I heard all those things about my health. But it also made me realize more and more throughout like the year, and I got all these weird signs from my body saying, you know, this is going wrong, this is not right, that actually I started to appreciate my health more and actually my life more. Because, for instance, we already were planning on moving abroad, and we did it in the end, eventually, in October. But throughout the year, there were so many health setbacks that I like kept on saying to Leonard, like, okay, this is a sign. You got to live now. You got to live now. Like, as a high-achieving person, I'm always living in the future, and I'm trying to make the best of the future, reach my goals. As you see, like, I read my books. I'm up to date. I'm always, like, onto it. I'm a go-getter. But, you know, when you forget about the now, like how you feel, how the people around you are feeling, the bonding you have, the energy you give off, the emotions you give off, the way you feel, how your mind is feeling, is so much more important than reaching your goals in the future, because you might not even be able to reach them in the best way possible if you're not feeling great. So last year, there were so many health obstacles that I can actually say I am glad to have had them. It's not that I was hoping to get so many health setbacks and obstacles, but I can at least say thank you, because now I actually started doing a keto diet. Now I'm exercising more, but I should do it more. But I'm actually way more conscious about my health in a proactive way because I had those setbacks. So yes, in the first case, you're super stressed out. Like, what does that mean for me? What happens to my life? What shall I stop doing? How will it change my outlook on life? Will I even be able to live as long as I hope to? Things like that rush through your head when you get all this diagnosis. But at some point, I kind of calmed down and accepted it. And I said, I'm actually going to live life more to the fullest. And I'm going to make decisions that fit my lifestyle. So that means having the freedom to go outside when the sun is out, or to have my own business, to only help people that I love working with. I have that freedom and I have that responsibility. But so actually what I want to teach you is that when you have setbacks, then be certain that you see the lesson in the setback and use it for your own good. So flip it around. So don't minimize it and say, oh yeah, it's not there, ignoring it, it doesn't work. Don't do that. Don't ignore it, but kind of consciously make a decision for yourself saying, hey, what does this say? What's the signal? What's a signal someone or something is trying to give me actually? And for me, it was, okay, this year is going to be proactive health approach. This year, my health is going to improve in any way that I can so that nothing can actually stop me from doing what I want to do. Things like that. But also taking the time that when you feel bad or you feel low in energy, that you take off or you say, I'm feeling bad, I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes. And in just to be vulnerable again, like, of course, I also have those setbacks when I'm like, I know I should meditate, but I'm too busy. But I keep training myself. No, I know that meditating for 10 minutes slows me down. I know it costs me time, but it will actually give me so much more time when I've done it. I feel better mentally, physically. I can actually feel my body again. Because really, I'm a mind person. I kind of live in my head. I don't know if you recognize that. But at some point, you forget your body. And when you don't feel anymore, you kind of forget about yourself. So one of my challenges is actually to get back in my body and just kind of feel like, how am I feeling right now? So I think that's one of the things that really helped me to kind of be aware of your state. And even when that's negative news or it's a negative signal, still try to make the best out of it and flip it around. Also, you have those friends, maybe you recognize this one as well, that when you talk to them on the phone and you haven't talked to them in a while and you have your conversation and you talk about all the things and all the updates, that you hear some people being super negative all the time, like, okay, and work's not going well, and my manager hates me, and I hate this person, and this is not working out, and you just constantly get like an overflow of like waves of negativity and a lot of drama going on. And when I get that, I'm like, okay, first of all, I should be very happy with my situation because I don't have those problems. I don't recognize them. I mean, maybe had them in the past, but most of them I don't even recognize. But also, it reminds me of how positive I want to be because I don't want to put myself in a position where I keep on reliving those situations, where I keep on confirming that, you know, the manager is bad, my friends are bad, my situation is against me, my health is against me. Of course, in the moment, you feel that it sucks and you feel bad, and surely share that with someone. But at some point, you got to stop sharing that story and share the message and just kind of tell yourself, that's my situation. These are obstacles and challenges that I am facing. Everybody has his or her obstacles, and these are mine, and I'm actually going to take them on. And it doesn't help you, it doesn't serve you to keep on actually renewing those emotions and feeling bad about something that you already felt bad about in the past. So even though it's not solved, don't try to make this your story. I think that's the lesson I want to tell you, that maybe it all looks so good on the outside on Instagram. You're only sharing your positive side of life, only your vacations and the fun stuff you're doing outside of work. Maybe you don't like your job. That's, you know, that's how the online world works. But when you talk to someone and you just get this overflow of negativity, then first of all, get back to yourself and say, okay, I'm glad I don't have those problems. I'm so glad I'm not in that situation. I'm so glad I already learned that lesson. What can I do to teach that person? But secondly, try not to do this yourself. Like, do share your problems, do find support for the things that you need help with, but don't overdo it because it will only get you back in the negativity loop. That's what I at least learned. What also helps me, and maybe this is just a character thing or personality trait, I tend to exaggerate everything I say and do. So I make everything look bigger, or I blow it up, or give it more energy, or I exaggerate whatever happened to something. And then some people would say like, yeah, oh, you're lying, or you're kind of faking something. But to me, actually, it makes it easier to deal with setbacks because they're super small in that sense. So when, for instance, one of my goals of last year was reading 52 books, a very, very abstract example, and I did not reach those 52, but I can still send out the message that I read like 48 books. I can still say like, I read tons of books, like almost a book a week. Just a super stupid and simple example, but just saying like, oh yeah, you're making yourself look good or look better than others, or you're trying to like boost yourself up and show what you've done. But to me, that makes me proud and actually is the way I kind of perceive myself, like I'm doing well, I'm doing great. And for some that doesn't work, but it's also, yeah, lots of self-confidence, but also just making things that you do and you accomplish and you think and you act on look bigger. So actually be proud of yourself and what you've accomplished and what you're trying to accomplish, and don't make yourself or your actions look smaller, because that's what a lot of people tend to do. Just actually saying, oh yeah, that was just a small thing, or yeah, it's not so big because your life looks better, or at least you have a boyfriend, or yeah, but you know, you get to live in the sun and I can't have that because I have a job back home. Things like that, when you say that, you're constantly telling yourself like, my life's bad, I'm worse off. And when you're not doing that, when you're not mirroring yourself against someone else, then that makes yourself look or feel so much better about yourself. So yeah, lesson again here is, don't sabotage yourself. Make yourself look bigger, because you are bigger than you probably think in your head. And in my case, it helps to exaggerate who I am, what I do, what I accomplish, how I think. And for some people that might mean, oh, faking it a little bit, but just the fact that I actually am very proud of what I am and who I am and what I do makes it so much bearable when you have something against you, kind of, I would say. But you know, then I still have my setbacks. So I just made like a list of the top five or six things that I can think of right now that are actually challenges in my life, and I will share what I'm doing to deal with them right now. I think the biggest thing right now is finding the focus in our business. So that means that we have a very solid plan for what we want to do this year, the products we want to launch, the people we want to help in numbers, but also in size, and all those things we have figured out. But still, there's so much like fuzz and yeah, fluff around it that you have to get done, or administration, or things you have to handle. And I kind of put them off and I'm like, wait, what's the focus right now? So we're trying to get back that focus. I know it's just January, but it feels like we are moving forward, but we gotta actually understand better what exactly we're aiming for, what our big, you know, big thread of the year is. And from there, of course, you still have your small things and your fluff going on, even personal fluff, you know, things that you have to manage or deal with. But for me right now, the focus is gone. I don't know why. I think because we're doing so much. And for instance, I'm going live, and then tonight I have two calls, and then we're in a community group, and then we're building this business and designing a product and writing down scripts. So I'm like everywhere with my head, and I love it, and I love the energy of being everywhere, but still I feel like I miss that focus. So that's something for this week, actually, and for this specific day, to actually move on and think about, okay, what's the focus for the past or the future month. Secondly, my other big challenge right now is exercise. It's just like a very typical one. But honestly, like I told myself, this year is going to be my year of proactive health, which means dieting, skipping certain things, only eating natural produce, and that is working out. But my exercise is just one of the hardest things right now for me. It's not something that I do naturally, so I kind of have to push myself, and I know it's holding me back from feeling better. So it's just something I have to focus on more and kind of create the urgency by saying, if you don't exercise, you will not get results, or if you don't exercise, you probably sleep worse. And I know sleep is very important for me, so I just have to talk to myself like that, kind of coach myself. Thirdly, keeping a bedtime routine. As you might have heard or seen before, I'm a very delicate sleeper, meaning that I really need my 8 to 9 hours, and I actually need to go to bed early and feel relaxed before I go to bed. Like, I'm a very sensitive sleeper, and I know that if my bedtime routine is off, my day is off. And thus, I know it's super important, but still, like, it's so hard to keep up. You might recognize this one. So for me, one of the biggest challenges for this week is also keeping up my bedtime routine of 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And from there, actually feeling the flow, feeling more energy, actually keeping up with what I want to do. So that's another challenge I'm trying to deal with, but yet it's solvable. D is, there's uncertainty in our life about where we will be living from April, because we have booked this apartment until April 1st, and we haven't really researched where we're going to be living, but we're actually building up some stress here because it gives uncertainty, even though it's not such a big thing. But you have to put in the effort to find something new, and we know the high season is coming up, the summer season is coming up, so prices will rise here in Portugal because this is a very touristic area. So there's something that we know we need to work on, and it's actually giving us stress, like very low below the surface. But yeah, it's something you can deal with, but if you know it's giving you stress, you just have to act on it. Then number four, or five actually, is that I feel that I have so much to do and I have too less time. Like I'm really like, I feel that there's too much work and I'm not getting to everything. I'm used to being productive all the time and I still am, but I feel that when I slip in my bedtime routine and wake up later, or I start later because I watch the news first or I do something different, then I feel like my whole day is off and I feel bad about that when I'm not productive. And it maybe makes no sense to other people, but to me, I don't want to have the feeling of rush. I just want to make sure that I check off everything I want to do. But sometimes I make myself go crazy when I have too much on my plate and I know it's too much, but I just don't know how to get rid of it, only by just like pushing it forward and not doing it. So it's just something, again, that's solvable, but it's just something that keeps on like coming back to me all the time, that I just feel like there's not enough time. And I also don't give myself or cut myself slack in terms of getting time allocated for relaxation, which is my last point of my challenges right now. Finding the time to relax and unwind. Super hard for me. Like, I know I need it. It's like the biggest thing in my life, that I have no problem being busy or actually building a business and being serious about work. I have a problem relaxing. So no, it doesn't mean doing Netflix per se, but just meditating, bonding, you know, just doing something different than work or being productive. That is one of my challenges and has been for years, but I know I need it, because this will actually, as you might have heard in all these challenges, influence everything. If I'm more relaxed, I am better able to sleep. When I sleep better, I feel better about being productive. When I'm more productive, I get more things done. When I get more things done, I have more time to relax, but also to get things done and then kind of push forward, like finding that apartment. So everything is connected and I know it, but it's just making that mental decision of, do I keep on whining to myself about what's wrong and what's not working out, or do I actually take action on it? And this is where I think the lessons coming that I want to share with you as like a last wrap-up message. We all have our challenges, and sometimes we hear people talk about theirs and we're like, oh, whew, I'm glad I don't have that going on. That's when you have to count your blessings and be very grateful for what you do have and which problems you do not have. Because we all get lost at some point and we're like, whoa, this is a really big thing to tackle. But just imagine that some people go through this every day, for instance, or they don't have the certainty of work or living where they want to live or have a relationship they want to have, or maybe they're getting abused mentally or physically. You have no idea what's going on in people's heads, lives, and houses. So whatever your problem is, this is also what Tony Robbins said, it cannot be that bad. And okay, of course, there are some really bad things going on, but just be grateful for what you do have, which problems you don't have, and also wrapping up, the problems that you do have, be grateful for them, because actually I think most of them are solvable and they will actually grow you stronger. So just tackling them will actually, yeah, make you move on and make you go harder in life, because the moment you crash is the moment you learn, because you have to, there's urgency. So just be grateful for when you hit your head against the wall, you're actually like, okay, no, this is the moment I need to change, right? So actually be grateful for those moments where you actually have to be kind of woken up and say, okay, now you have to undertake action. That's when you actually feel this is going to help you out. And don't forget, this is a part of empathy and EQ, that what is a challenge for you is maybe not a challenge for me and the other way around. So some people in our lives are dealing with things that you're like, okay, yeah, I don't know what the issue is. Like, I could just look this up in a moment, or I could just like go and ask someone about this, or I could just pay that bill, no problem. But other people will look at me and my challenges and say like, how is that a challenge for you? And like, come on. But that's exactly the point. It's a very personal thing. You get to deal with challenges that you still maybe are not able to handle, and you will learn that lesson. Keep on getting that lesson until you learn the lesson. So just make sure to have, and that's also a reminder for myself, have the empathy for other people that have issues that are different than yours that you might not even understand. But just be there and just kind of be grateful for what you don't have, as in which challenges you don't have. So this is the wrap-up moment. I want to say that these are the lessons I want to share with you today. A challenge is a stepping stone to a solution. It is a moment to reevaluate your situation or habit. That's why I just said, like, you need to learn a lesson. The moment you get a problem, you know this is just a way to get out and learn better, and actually from there grow. Secondly, don't forget that in the lows you find the beauty, because you learn the most. if you can develop yourself during these moments in time, like during a lockdown, during a curfew, not being able to see people, meet people, then be creative and get the most out of it, because these are the moments you will grow most. If you have more time at your hands, then start doing more. Do more of the things you love. Be more creative. Read and listen more. Learn more. Like, this is your moment to kind of catch up and do things that you haven't done before that would you like to ideally do with your time. So don't sit back and just say like, oh, everything is wrong and fuck the lockdown and the weather is bad, it's so cold. I know, it's just a fact of life, and we also have bad days here. But when we're not outside, we're also working really hard and we just try to compensate. So make the best out of it. That's basically what I'm saying. Make the best out of the lows in your life. And as Tony Robbins said, just a reminder, problems are there to be solved. So you need them to be alive. Having problems actually is a sign that you are alive, and be glad with your problems, not other people's problems, and be grateful for the challenges that you get on your plate. What always helps with challenges is being grateful, as I mentioned before, but whenever you do have a setback, be grateful for what you do have. Like, literally say, okay, but what can I be grateful for? And you will always find 3 to 5 things that you can be grateful for in the moment. So when you do have a health setback, you can still say, but I have a roof over my head, I have food, and I have a nice relationship. And just keep on telling yourself this, because otherwise you will just take everything for granted. Then secondly, don't be so hard on yourself. As I said, I'm really not hard on myself. I'm very proud of myself, what I am, what I'm doing. Be your biggest cheerleader, because that will help you out. Don't minimize what you have and what you perform and how you succeed. This is your moment to actually lift up and say like, no, I'm very proud of who I am. And yeah, get that confidence, because it will actually make things a lot lighter, the challenges, I mean. Put on music, dance, just be happy, because it will, first of all, yeah, raise your vibration and energy, but also just make you feel goofy and playful. And sometimes we get so serious, including myself, of all the things that we have in our lives, and it's mind-boggling and you feel overwhelmed, but you know, just be playful as well and just have fun. As mentioned, don't talk to everybody about your problems, don't reincarnate, don't keep on telling yourself and rehearsing that story of yourself. Just let it go. Just get over yourself, because we all have our challenges. So don't pay too much attention about telling everybody. Talk yourself out of it. Normally I would feel off about the stuff, but right now, like, I'm doing this, so be more conscious of your thoughts and your actions in those moments of challenge. And take yourself seriously by taking action on your challenges and obstacles, because most of them, I think 90% of your obstacles can be solved one way or the other. And don't overthink the answer. So in my case, when I know bedtime routines are very, very helpful for the rest of my day, then I know I put on an alarm at 9:30 so I get a bed at 10. Things like that. Just do it. Force yourself, coach yourself, but don't be too hard on yourself. All right. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope it was motivating. Please enjoy the rest of your Monday and the rest of your week. If you have any questions or comments regarding this topic of setbacks and challenges and dealing with them and how I deal with them, do let me know in the comments below, and talk to you next week, Monday. Ciao.